This is Rediscover Life with Pastor John from All Nations Church with your daily message to help you reconnect to your Creator and rediscover life as it can be with Jesus. I'm so glad you're able to join me today as we continue our message on joy. 1 Peter chapter 1, verse 8 and 9, "Whom having not seen you love, though now you do not see him, yet believing, you rejoice with joy inexpressible and full of glory, receiving the end of your faith, the salvation of your souls." According to St. Peter, joy is an essential element of our salvation. Salvation starts and ends with joy. Sadly for some, joy is the last thing that might come to mind when they think of Christianity. However, much of this is either because they've never heard the gospel message presented to them, or it was misrepresented by those who did not actually understand it, or just as importantly, live it themselves. Truth, therefore, was buried beneath lies, legalism, politics, tradition, and sadly, in some instances at least, hypocrisy. And maybe this is why the Irish playwright George Bernard Shaw said, "Christianity might be a good thing if anyone ever tried it." And if we were to be honest, many people in Ireland who are hostile to Christianity have probably never really seen the real thing, or in particular, felt it. It's like a deaf man trying to judge a music contest. And this is why Psalm 34 and verse 8 says, "O taste and see that the Lord is good. Blessed is the man who trusts in him." Be mindful of the fact that your life is the only Bible that some people may ever read. Again, 1 Peter 1, 8 and 9, "Though you have not seen him, you love him. And even though you do not see him now, you believe in him and are filled with inexpressible and glorious joy. For you are receiving the end result of your faith, the salvation of your souls." Inexpressible and glorious joy is the end result of faith in Christ. Why? Because in one moment you're taken out of darkness and brought into light. Through faith you're transformed from death to life, from being a child of wrath to being a child of God. Colossians 1:13, "He has delivered us from the power of darkness and conveyed us into the kingdom of the Son of his love." The NIV, "For he has rescued us from the dominion of darkness and brought us into the kingdom of the Son he loves." And the New Living Translation, "He has rescued us from the kingdom of darkness and transferred us into the kingdom of his dear Son." In eternity, joy will be fully realized when we see not only what we have been saved to, but also what we have been saved from. But we don't have to wait until then. We can experience the joy of heaven upon this earth. Psalm 27:13, "I would have lost heart unless I had believed that I would see the goodness of the Lord in the land of the living." The Bible talks about here in 1 Peter 1 about joy unspeakable and full of glory. Joy unspeakable. Joy that literally can't be described or put into words. Again, there have been times when I've walked in a joy that could not be defined, explained, or expressed in words. It could only be felt. And it's my sincere hope and prayer that you will feel this joy bubbling up on the inside of you as you listen to this series, and that depression, despair, and negativity will flee. Because for some of you, it's time to change the record. Isaiah 51 and verse 11, "Therefore the redeemed of the Lord shall return and come with singing unto Zion, and everlasting joy shall be upon their head. They shall obtain gladness and joy, and sorrow and mourning shall flee away." So we are created for joy. And the Bible says, in eternity, we're going to rejoice, but we don't have to wait until then. I mean, how good does everlasting joy sound? That's joy that never ends. So if love is the law of God's kingdom and truth is the foundation of God's kingdom, then joy is the culture of God's kingdom. Joy is our default position. We were created for joy. Romans 14 and 17, "For the kingdom of God is not a matter of eating and drinking, but of righteousness, peace, and joy in the Holy Spirit." Young's literal translation, "For the reign of God is not eating and drinking, but righteousness and peace and joy in the Holy Spirit." And so, if God is truly reigning in your heart, people will see his light in your eyes and on your face, because you will manifest who and what you are. If you're constantly being mistaken on the street for a funeral director, then maybe, just maybe, you need to yield to joy. It's time to let our light shine, because breakthroughs are on the way. Psalm 30 verse 5, "For his anger is but for a moment, his favor is for life. Weeping may endure for a night, but joy comes in the morning." And you may feel like you're in that dark night of despair right now, walking through a dark tunnel with no light at the end. Know this, joy is coming. God has promised. And again, sometimes, you know, having traveled quite a bit in the USA to minister and to preach, if I was to contrast the USA and Europe, and in some ways Ireland in particular, the biggest contrast I see is that at times we've a tendency to be extremely negative, pessimistic, and lacking in joy. As the church, we've been blinded to our calling by the lies of the enemy. It's time to take back our joy. It's time to reaffirm our freedom. It's time to reclaim our land. It's time to silence the enemy and the avenger. You have listened to the voice of the accuser for far too long. Psalm 2 and verse 8, out of the mouth of babes and nursing infants you have ordained strength because of your enemies, that you may silence the enemy and the avenger. Jesus quotes this in Matthew 21:16, and said to him, do you not know that what these are saying? And Jesus said to them, have you never read, out of the mouth of babes and nursing infants you have perfected praise? It's interesting that Jesus, you know, it changes the verse slightly by saying you have perfected praise. And in the Old Testament says, out of babes and nursing infants you have ordained strength, that you may silence the enemy and the avenger. Because we can choose praise even in the midst of pain. We can choose joy. We can choose to remain positive even in a negative situation. And know this, joy and praise shuts the devil's mouth every time. I'm reminded of the song by Katie Thornwalt, I will praise before my breakthrough. The truth is, if you don't praise before the breakthrough, you probably won't see it anyway. Because joy is an act of faith. It means you believe God is working even when you can't see or feel it. Because anyone can praise God when the giant falls, the enemy flees, or the mountain moves. But it takes faith to rejoice and praise God when it looks like nothing has changed. Matthew 5:14, ye are the light of the world. A city that is set in a hill cannot be hid. Neither do men light a candle and put it under a bushel, but on a candlestick, and it giveth light unto all that are in the house. Let your light so shine before men that they may see your good works and glorify your Father which is in heaven. We have either misunderstood or blatantly ignored this Bible verse. Because a city on a hill gives light to its surroundings. It can't be hidden. It affects and changes its environment. Did you know that you bring joy because you are a carrier of God's glory? 2 Corinthians 4:7, but we have this treasure in jars of clay to show that the surpassing power belongs to God and not to us. It's a paradox of sorts. We carry the glory even though we are jars of clay. Child of God, it's time to shine. Isaiah 60:1, arise and shine, for your light is come and the glory of the Lord is risen upon you. Pope John Paul II said, God made us for joy. God is joy, and the joy of living reflects the original joy that God felt in creating us. What an amazing quote. Did you know that you bring joy to the heart of God? Have you ever taken a moment to consider that it brought God joy to create you with the specific skills, personality, ability, aptitude, and preferences that are unique to who you are? Ephesians 2:10, for we are his workmanship, created in Christ Jesus for good works, which God prepared beforehand that we should walk in them. The New Living, for we are God's masterpiece. Have you ever wondered why a light comes on in the inside of you when you hug your child or fix a car or write some code, balance accounts, write a song, play a chord, hammer a nail, or, as in my case, prepare a sermon? Divine design. I can sometimes sit for 5 or 6 hours at a time working on a message for days, weeks, or even months, and it doesn't feel like work. I enjoy it. God designed me for this, and it brings joy, therefore, to be flowing in my God-given gift. I've tried other things, but discovered they didn't satisfy. It's so sad to often see square pegs in round holes. Every father and mother should understand this. The joy you feel when you hold your child can't be put into words. And every parent thinks they're the first one to feel this. But it's part of God's eternal design for us to be fruitful and multiply. Children are a blessing, not a curse. They're a reward, not a punishment. And we must understand that and appreciate that. And if you have children, thank God for them. Don't ever complain. Don't ever feel sorry. Be grateful. Because Psalm 127:3, behold, children are heritage from the Lord. The fruit of the womb is a reward. Like arrows in the hands of a warrior, so are the children of one's youth. Happy is the man who is his quiver full of them. They shall not be ashamed, but shall speak with their enemies in the gate. What a blessing it is to have a child. And what a terrible lie our generation has been told, that killing a baby somehow solves a problem or brings happiness or closure. No, you're killing your joy, for you're killing a part of yourself and rejecting a precious gift from God. And yet the joy of being a father or a mother is but a pale, imperfect reflection of the love which God, our Heavenly Father, has for every one of us. Ephesians 3:14-15 in the Amplified. For this reason, seeing the greatness of this plan by which you are built together in Christ, I bow my knees before the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, for whom every family in heaven and on earth is named, that Father from whom all fatherhood takes its title and derives its name. What a privilege to be called Father, to be called Mother. What a privilege it is to be a member of the family of God. This is Pastor John from All Nations Church, thanking you for listening today. Hope you can join us again tomorrow right here on UCB Ireland. God bless you.